Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! This hour is being brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You know, we're an 8-3 team in the National Football League. We feel good where we're at. But we do got to get better. And I would say, we don't feel like we're the same old Bears. We pull through for each other when it matters most. And so we got to keep getting better, like I said. It starts with me on my side. And then, we'll keep growing from there.
That's Caleb Williams, the Bears starting quarterback. This is Raheem Harrison Grody. Great song. 312-644-6767. We can continue taking the calls because there were a lot of you and we only got a couple in. So please feel free to join us at our Thanksgiving table right here if you would like on Raheem Harrison Grody. Layla has the day off today. A couple things that I want to address right now. Somebody made a good point about point differential. Just a couple things here. Grody, throw out the Lions game as an outlier for your point differential. That's fair. I hear where you're coming from. And then another texter said from the 708, and I think it's a fair text too, but then I'll explain myself. When did point differential in the NFL become a thing? I don't remember anyone ever talking about it until a few weeks ago, because it's much more prominent in baseball as a statistic for sure. But some things alarmed me. I was reading in the Biggs Q&A column tucked away online. That it is true. Like, we know that the Bears' negative point differential is -3 right now. It means the Bears have given up more points than they have scored over the season. And this is per Brad Biggs, some of the research that he did. So let me give full credit. Going back to 1970, for teams with an 8-3 record, the Bears have the second lowest figure that there is. There have been 162 other teams that began 8-3 since 1970. Zero had a negative point differential. So it's just something to keep in mind. It's just an alert, a little bit of a warning, and something that caught my eye. But I think I'm more like you, Texter, that it's not something I necessarily took into account when point differential. But it's real when you look at the background of it all.
Do we then take it like, the diving judges throw out the highest and the lowest? Would that be helpful?
I guess. I mean, that's because why I was okay. I acquiesced to the Detroit game.
The problem, right? When you do that is the lowest is the Dallas Cowboys when they won by 17, which is very different than losing by 31. But at least that would give them a positive point differential.
Okay.
This is throughout the highest and the lowest.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that at that and get on to something else here. And again, please feel free to join us. 312-644-6767. I'm hearing it a lot. I hear it all the time. And again, fair to some degree that this is turned into a bonus season for the Bears because, oh my God, it was supposed to be about developing and, oh my God, they're winning. It's all just gravy, baby. It's just dessert. Anything you get from here forth is a positive. You can't hurt us. But at this point, I do expect the Bears to make the playoffs. I will be disappointed if the Bears don't make the playoffs because they should at this point. We can't sit here and talk about how great Ben Johnson is and that he is like seemingly one of the more competent sounding and acting coaches that the Bears have had in a long time.
Low bar.
And then sit here, right? That is true. And then sit here and say, it's all gravy at this point. It's all dessert. It's all like whatever happens this year. I'm afraid we've gotten to a different. We've gotten to the point of no return. No more. Like
we can't use that anymore.
This is not. If I got to keep with these analogies going, the Bears are not at the kids' table anymore. You know what I mean? Like we're as innocent. You could say whatever you want. You could throw food at each other. Nobody's really paying attention to what's going. Nope. You're 11 games in, and you're 8-3. You are expected to make the playoffs now, and we cannot throw out all these plaudits to everybody and then say, well, it's all just dessert and it's all just gravy.
On the Monday Night Football broadcast on ESPN, their version of that broadcast's like who is in the playoff picture and who is in the hunt was literally the teams in the playoff picture were at the adults' table, and there was the Bears logo at the adult table,
oh
not
God.
The kids' table.
How about me just nailing an analogy right there? I had not seen that. So how you like me now, Marshall? I feel like you know what's happened today? You've taken on some of my personality a little bit earlier when it was, what? Don't look at me like that. I think he was outed. You were outed a little bit earlier on the score for being a little bit devious, as it turns out, back in the day when you were in Philadelphia. Yeah, you.
Whatsoever are you talking about, Mark Grody? Listen, I am consistently a voice of reason on this program. I come with logical statements based on logical facts.
What?
I do not let the meatball take over in me, ever.
Well,
I am anti-meatball.
No, I know you're
not
anti-meatball,
for you,
but
me,
you're a bleepster per your buddy Gunny. Old Gunny.
Did you just try to give Derek Gunn, whose nickname is Gunner, another nickname?
Oh, Gunner is the nickname.
Gunny.
Like Gunny? What is Gunny?
I am the namer
you
of
know what
Knicks.
His
okay?
Full nickname is, by the way? What? Uncle Gunner.
Oh.
Because he is that uncle.
He's an uncle.
Not the drunk one, but
see?
The fun uncle.
I
fun
like uncle. Him. I like this guy. I do. We gotta have Derek Gunn back on Monday when the Bears, you know, come back.
So we're talking about failure here
on Raheem
Harrison Grody.
What's acceptable right now is the question. 312-644-6767.
Can this season be a failure for the Bears? It absolutely can be a failure. That's still like within the realm of possibility. First of all, you said you expect them to make the playoffs. If they don't make the playoffs, is that now a failure?
Yep.
Okay. If Caleb Williams doesn't improve by the end of the season from where he is right now at this point, is that a failure?
Well, if it's a failure, it's definitely noted. It's like that. It's a problem. It's a problem. It's something that we would talk about.
Well, then
about.
You didn't achieve goal number one, Caleb over everything,
well, no,
to get Caleb where you want him to be.
That's your goal. I said that it's, the narrative had changed. Like, they're not at the kids' table anymore. 11 games in, they are new rules now for the Bears. And we've talked about that fine line of development versus winning.
The two are intermingled. They are interwoven.
Yeah, but it does become more complicated. You would agree with that?
No. Why does it become more complicated in your mind?
Because it's not the emphasis on the season, and maybe what they really hope to achieve on a daily basis was Caleb over everything. How can it possibly be Caleb over everything when your team is winning?
Well,
it has to be everybody.
Here's why. Because if Caleb isn't over everything and he's not improving, your team is not going to win half of these last six games. That ain't happening. Because you know why?
Well,
the stuff they were getting away with earlier in the season, that was against lesser competition. Well, you got real players at the table now.
We're going to find out, though. We're going to see if the Bears can get away with winning games depending on turnovers.
Can you envision a world in which we come in here Monday off of a Bears loss, a Bears win, and Caleb Williams did not play well?
We've seen it.
Against this team, though, the defending Super Bowl champs.
What's scary,
is it easy for
Marshall,
you to imagine that?
What, not easy, but it is plausible. Because
sure,
of the way
plausible.
The Bears... No. More than plausible. It's because of the way the Bears have won a lot of their games this year. You think that's just going to poof go away? The Bears suddenly aren't going to have the benefit of turnovers in games? They're not going to have the benefit of Caleb Williams, you know, having magic in the fourth quarter and being bad for three quarters? Why couldn't that happen? Why couldn't that happen again?
Let me give you several reasons.
Don't look away from me.
Let me give you several reasons. Yeah, I'm looking at Ray. Not looking away from you. I'm looking
look
at
him
Ray.
In the eyes.
Look at me.
I'll look you in the eyes,
why
Robbie,
are you looking at Ray?
Because I want to talk to them.
Okay, gentlemen.
You're being a brick wall right now, so
wow.
I need to talk to them.
Hold on. We're coming in the room.
I have a question for you, Ray, Robbie. I'm not going to ask Grody, even though he knows the answer. He's saying stuff out here. Who has... turn the ball over the least amount of times in the NFL? What team?
It's the Eagles, guys. It's the Eagles. I know you get. Marshall does these little quizzes to me too. I understand.
It's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. It's not a rhetorical question.
You knew the answer. That's why I turned away from you.
Yeah, that is why you. Yeah, yes. No, you're right. I mean,
So here's my point. When you say, "Oh, it's plausible," it's not plausible that they win this game, this specific game, with the same formula that's worked for them to this point over much lesser competition.
I mean, you're right. The competition has gone up, and I have said, like, you can't live that way. Like, next year, the interceptions will probably be much less.
Not
a story.
Not next year.
Okay.
Then even in the last six games of the season.
It's not implausible to think that the Bears can continue to play like they have in the first 11 games of this season.
Against the Lions, the Packers twice, against the Niners on the road, your favorite place to watch tight ends run up and down the field. You think they're just going to be plus however many turnovers?
I'm not saying it's going to be easy or they'll be like every single time
Caleb
they're going
to
do
it. Caleb has to play better.
All I'm saying is that it's a real possibility that if the Bears win, it's going to be because they had a pick six along the way and possibly because Caleb Williams had fourth quarter magic and sucked in the first three quarters. I understand what you're saying. They can't get away with that.
A pick six against a guy who's got 17 touchdowns and one interception all season.
The Bears lead the team in what takeaways this year? So the Eagles haven't seen this team this year. So you're denigrating the Bears defense by saying that they can't possibly.
I'm not denigrating the Bears defense. I'm recognizing who the Bears have done all this damage against. They've done it against. Is that two teams with winning records that they've played all season long, or three? Is it two or three?
Do we count at the time?
It's the Steelers. You want to throw Washington in there? We can do that if that's what you want to do.
Oh, thanks, Marshall.
So that makes it three.
Yeah.
Out of 11 teams,
I still stand by the Minnesota on the road being a good win on the road in the division where you don't win.
Knowing
games.
What you know about JJ McCarthy now, you still stand by that.
It's getting harder by the minute.
That's what I'm saying.
312-644-6767. Do you mind if I take a call?
Take a call.
Can I take a call?
Let the people in on this.
Kevin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Real quick, in regards to the Bears having a failure of a season and how that's possible, I think if they go any less than 3-3 to end the season, it's a failure just because you can't lose all this momentum going into and not trying to bypass the rest of the season going into next year. But I think it's important to finish on a strong note, and no less than 3-3. If that's the case, I do think it's a failure because there are three teams, regardless, they should split with the Packers. They should either beat the 49ers or the Browns. And then I do think the game against the Lions is going to be outdoors. It's going to be the last game of the year. I think we can forget about the 50-pointer they put on. I think we're a different team. So I do think there's three wins in there. So if they finish less, total failure.
Total failure if they go 2-4 the rest of the way. Interesting.
Yeah, you know, Bears fans aren't as Midwest nice as you think, man.
I don't think that's about being Midwest nice. I just think having realistic expectations is a thing. And look, there's a chance that they do go 3-3 rest of the way.
Did you have them for 3-3?
Yeah, of course I did.
I know I had them
for
3-3 yesterday.
But I also have Caleb Williams playing better over the last month because I was told by Ben Johnson, who I believe in, that this is going to be a lot different in December than what you're seeing at the beginning of the season. It's already a lot different than what we saw at the beginning of the season. But if they take another step forward offensively with the quarterback specifically, as Dennis Allen gets his guys back on defense, they should be able to win some of these games. And by some, 2-4. 2-4. Now, if they win 4, you know. You talk about gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about a side of gravy. I'm talking about dipped in gravy. I'm talking about gravy on your head. Like, just gravy everywhere.
Smothered in gravy.
Smothered.
And bear claw. Bear claw.
No,
one should be
no,
smothered
don't
in bear claw
stop
deodorant.
Trying to make bear claw happen. This is not what... No bear claw in the kitchen.
Why don't you believe in bear claw?
I believe in bear claw where it belongs. In the bathroom. That's where you apply the bear claw. You don't bring the bear claw into the kitchen unless it's already been applied to you.
Ray, you need to do me a favor. And
yes, sir.
Go, here's my card.
No!
Can you go get this guy some bear claw, please?
I'm good.
We're not confusing people, it is Bear Glove.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Old Spice Bear Glove.
Yeah.
You don't even know the name of it. That invalidates everything you just said.
Cameron Bairstow. I know Cameron Bairstow. Who's the other baseball?
What a name.
Cameron Bairstow. There's another one. Who's the other? Who are the other?
Scott Bear.
Scott Bear? Yeah.
Scott Bear on the Bears.
Who are there? There's other athletes with Bear in their name, and Bairstow. Maybe there is a bear claw. If there's ever a bear claw,
yeah, it's a pastry.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I also have a life question.
I have a life question.
You know what? On your last date, please ask a life question.
I have a life question as well. So you go first, Robbie.
Yeah, so based on deodorant, do you guys keep it in the bathroom or do you keep it in the bedroom? Because I think I keep mine in the bedroom. Like, I keep mine on my dresser. Like, it's just on my dresser. I wake up, I get my underwear, do my thing, and I put it on.
It's a toiletry. Your toilet is not in the bedroom. They keep the other toiletries.
Robbie is telling us without telling us that he doesn't shower.
Oh, I shower.
Basically.
But you put deodorant on before you get in the shower?
No, I shower after I go out and I'm changing. There, I put it on.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be in the bathroom? Like, where do you keep it in the bedroom?
Like, on my dresser.
It just sits out?
It's like while I'm changing, I'm putting on my underwear, putting on whatever my pants or stuff, and then I put it on before I put on my shirt.
Thanks
gross.
For painting that picture.
Yeah, that's gross.
My last day. Everyone in Chicago got a good visual, all right?
What was your life question?
Oh, you know what my life question was? It was going back to when we were talking about friends and whatnot. Do you have to be legitimate, real friends? Do you have to have had some sort of argument, like a real fight, to actually be friends? To be a friend, because that would mean that you're being real all the time. That with that person.
I don't think you need to be real all the time with the person to be their friend.
No, I mean, do you have to have gotten into an argument at some point in time to say your friendship is real? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so, but I think that's the norm. The norm is to argue with your friends. You're going to disagree about stuff. It's okay to bring that to the front.
Yeah, but I mean like a fight. Like, I'm mad at you.
Oh,
like,
well,
I need some
so
time.
So we're not friends is what you're saying.
No, I mean, I think, well, how do you know I haven't been mad at you? Maybe I have.
Well, we haven't gotten into a fight.
And I'm just asking the question.
I haven't gotten into a fight with anyone in here.
That's true.
Not yet.
That's true.
Well, it's your last day, Robbie. Yeah, we're running out of time.
Robbie's getting out while the getting's good, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm just asking because I do have close friends that
you never fought with?
Yeah, of course. I bicker a lot with a couple of my friends, but you know, but that's you have to be able to do that, right?
I think so. You have to be able to disagree and openly disagree.
Right.
You can't be like, I can't tell you how I really feel. That's dumb.
Kymie Fairbairn. Fairbairn. That's a.
Okay, you're pushing.
There's
it.
your guy. I don't know if you mentioned him. I don't think you did. Kyle Bearclaw, baseball player.
Oh, so there is a Kyle.
It
Bearclaw.
Is pronounced Bearclaw, but it's spelled Bearclaw. O-U-G-H.
Okay.
35 years old.
Bearclaw.
Santa Clara, California.
Oh, yeah. And of course. Rudy,
last pitch in 2023 for the Red Sox.
Rudy Gobert.
Also, now I'm... Well, people are flaming me about this bedroom deodorant thing. Like, in the text and the Twitch.
As they should.
Including our guy, Jared Payton, who's coming on next, texted me back and said...
Oh, the deodorant thing?
He said deodorant in the bedroom.
Robbie, do you own a toiletry bag?
No, I don't.
When you pack for a trip, what do you put all your stuff in? Your toothbrush?
Just in my backpack.
Are you moving into a Parkins room?
Yeah, like, what's going on here? I'm kind of concerned about your move now.
Guest house and like they buy groceries for you?
I'm going
to
be in a shoebox in Manhattan, so it's not going to be great. But the one of the text 773 said deodorant after the shirt so you don't blank up the shirt. I didn't know that. Like, I put on deodorant and then put on my shirt. Apparently you put on the shirt and then deodorant.
Oh, because you could get dabs of the deodorant on the shirt. What's wrong with that?
Well, he's saying that you shouldn't put it on first.
Okay. Some days, like, here's another deodorant.
I'm learning a lot.
Here's a deodorant question for you guys. Have you ever, like, put on the deodorant on your body and then you put it over the shirt, too, just for an extra layer of sweet smells
and
protection? No.
All right. That's that crossed the line.
Why?
You put it on your shirt?
Well, over, like, sometimes.
That's a wild. Wait, you actually do this?
Like a t-shirt. Like, if you know it's going to be a long day. And you got like a t-shirt on underneath? Yeah.
That's not real. That is not real.
Be like getting up on stage. Hey, you know how I like when you put deodorant over your t-shirt? Everybody's like, what?
Oh, my God.
I'm glad he's getting roasted for this.
Oh, man. You know what? Robbie was getting roasted, and now I just put it on myself, didn't I?
It's Grody's routine when he leaves the house. Shave, shower, deodorize my t-shirt.
This is crazy.
With bear glove.
Bear glove.
You guys ever marinate your clothes in deodorant and water and then wring it out and then throw it in the dryer? It's sick. It's Blackhawks and Bull season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com. Wow. To sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. What?
I'm just listening to you right now, Grody, because the deodorant conversation has just made me rethink some things about you and Robbie Triano.
Okay, well, let's bring Jared Payton into the conversation.
I'm sure he's going to be on my side.
Yeah, let's see what he has to think, and I can't wait to hear what JP has to say about this very important Bears game coming up on Friday in Philadelphia. JP is next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Molly,
and Haw here.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank all Score listeners for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago.
We are extremely grateful. We couldn't do it without you.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Sports Radio 670.
The Score.
This segment is brought to you by NutsOnClark.com. Nuts on Clark, Chicago's original popcorn, serving Chicago for over 45 years. Order holiday gifts for your friends, families, events, and corporation from NutsOnClark.com, a three-generation, woman-owned, family-run Chicago business. That's NutsOnClark.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom.
Jared Payton.
My name is Jared Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jared Payton wearing his father's number, number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jared Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jared Payton with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
Because uncles are cool.
That's the theme of the day, isn't it?
That's right. They're not drunk. They're not wacky. Maybe they were. Maybe they are.
I love the projection coming out of you right now.
Oh, so excited to talk to Jared Payton, WGN-TV sports anchor. You could catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights live at 7:30. The GN Sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. Mr. Payton joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's going on, JP? How are you, man?
Oh, Grody Marshall, man. Good to talk to you guys, and good to have you in studio, Groats. I mean, normally you're not in studio.
I know.
I get a chance to talk with you. But before we do anything,
yes.
Shouts out to Robbie. Congratulations, young man. Enjoy your time on the East Coast. But I still think you're weird for leaving your deodorant in your room. What?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, JP. No, thank you, man. Yeah. No, I appreciate that whole lot. And I don't know. I do my thing. I don't know.
I think I might have out-weirded him, though, per the text line, because I said that, and I'm talking about, like, the T-shirt, the undershirt, okay? Like the white tee, like sometimes like you put it on your person and then I put it over the shirt just for an extra layer of defense. It's defense.
I've never heard of this.
Have you ever heard of this, JB?
I'm rolling with Marshall on all this whole entire conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm on his side.
You know what this is, JP? It's just another classic illustration of two Americas. That's what this is.
One America knows how to apply deodorant.
Yes.
The other, it just goes completely rogue.
Yeah, basically, y'all just do what y'all want. That's what I'm learning. No real home training that's uniform within the culture. I get it, though. I get it.
JP, how you feeling about this Bears game? Bears, Eagles, we've been talking about it all week. It's been a blast. What are you thinking on a Wednesday, my friend?
Well, first of all, you guys, I'm just excited. I said this yesterday with Mully and Hall. I just love the fact that we got some meaningful football in November heading into December and as the season kind of winds down. So it's been very entertaining. I look at this game and how it's set up with 2-8-3 teams and, you know, that Eagle squad coming off that loss to the Cowboys. Like, there's a chance here. There's a chance for this Bears team to go into Philly a day after eating stuffy and turkey and ham, whatever you like, and steal a win out there. Why not? I've been saying it. Why not us? You know, as you look at how this season goes down, and I was listening to that caller before I came on a little bit earlier. He was just talking about if they only win two more games, it's a
failure. Well, I think essentially if they don't get into the playoffs.
Yeah, so 10-7 is a failure is what he's saying.
No, man. I mean, we're talking about this team has already exceeded expectations. I mean, yes. I mean, you're playing with house money. You get an opportunity to be able to play in the postseason. Let the chips fall where they may. And I think it's just it's a bonus right now, because when you look at what Ben Johnson has done and the culture that he has set here in Chicago already, and it hasn't been an entire year yet, to me, moving forward for the future, that's what it's all about. I mean, it all depends, I guess, how you look at when you came into this season. Like, for me, it was just about improvement and looking towards the future. But we're starting to see right now what they've been able to do with the injuries and all the ups and downs and how these games have gone. They found ways to win games. And I put it on Twitter yesterday, and I just would put it out there, are the Bears a good team? And if you go to my Twitter account, just, like, look at the comments, man. Like, it's so back and forth. But everybody always says, man, good teams find a way to win. The Bears have been doing that. And I give them a lot of credit to Ben Johnson, also the staff as well, for getting these guys ready with all the injuries that have happened and all the things that the backups that have come in and play, of how they have depth with this football team. I give them a lot of credit to where they are right now.
Jared, I'm looking at the way this game is going to play out on Sunday, and I was trying to explain to Robbie why I think this game is more difficult now, because the Eagles did absorb a loss to the Cowboys in which they blew a 21-point lead at halftime. And I think the Bears, they have a great chance to win this game. That's why I picked them to win the game. But I think they need to take a page out of the Jackson Dart / New York Giants playbook. While it's a scary page to take out, because we know what happened to Jackson Dart, he ended up in concussion protocol, his ability to run on the Eagles, in their first matchup in a 34-17 win over the Eagles was a catalyst in their run offense dominating that game. And I think Ben Johnson has the tools, if he wants to draw up something similar.
Yeah, I mean, this is, Marshall, we're getting to this time of the year, right, where the weather is getting colder. You got to rely on the run game just a little bit more. And we've seen it, I think, with Caleb, his ability to be able to run the football. And I love the fact that he, even as a second-year quarterback, just smart enough to find ways to be able to get sacrifice yardage for the football, get down when you need to, not take the big hits when you're running the football, right? I think for a young quarterback, he's very smart there. But why not take advantage of it? That's the one thing on the flip side that the Eagles haven't done this season. I mean, we started to see it kind of winding down. I think with the Saquon Barkley addition last year, it was a heavy run. But you were seeing in sprinkles of runs with Jalen Hurts. And that hasn't been the case. Hence, to me, the reason why the run game hasn't been where up to par like everybody was thinking it was going into this year, that they were going to rely on it. So I think the fact of Jalen Hurts not running the ball has been an, made an impact on their running game. And I think that Caleb can have a huge impact on this game when not even just design runs. It's just really when there's opportunities, things break down. Instead of maybe being Houdini and trying to keep his eyes down the field, which I love, maybe step up and take advantage of getting a couple of yards and put yourself in, you know, meaningful downs, second down, third down, whatever that is, to shorten it up just a little bit. The playbook opens up a little bit more when it's third and short, whether it's you know, third and long. It's a little bit harder, especially with that defense.
Yep, no doubt. Talking to Jarrett Payton, WGN TV sports anchor and the son of the greatest, Walter Payton. When you look at this Eagles defense, Jarrett, what would you say the way is for the Bears offense? What do you think the best way, mode of attack is when you look at the Eagles defense?
I mean, we know that they're able to get pressure, right? So, I mean, I want to see them try to establish the run game early and stay with it just a little bit longer. I understand sometimes if they're not having success early on in games, then things kind of switch up. And I know the first 12, first 10 or whatever they're running, I just think you have to establish the ground game. For me, any team that has the ability to get pressure and get after your quarterback when you got guys that can, you know, rush the passer, man, slow them down a little bit. I think the screen game, especially with the running backs, could be a huge key this week. And so that means a guy like DeAndre Swift going back to his old stomping grounds, being able to, you know, let that rush get upfield, dump that ball down to him, and let him cook in that open space. That's where he is so he's so perfect for all that. And that's what we haven't seen of the outside zones, getting him to the outside and then getting him in the passing game as well. I think slowing down a rush, that screen game with the running backs, could be a huge benefit for what Ben Johnson's trying to do and the success of this Bears team if they're going to find a way to leave Philly with a dub.
Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, what are you hearing?
Marshall, I don't.
You got some little birdies?
He's got some information.
You got birdies?
No, I do have birdies, but I don't know. I'm not getting in trouble, okay?
I know.
So you never know. I mean, maybe one guy's back, possibly. I can say that.
You're going through the pain of this is very painful for reporters and sports people of knowing information and not being allowed to reveal it.
Yeah, you know,
that happens.
It does happen, and you know, I am not the guy that wants to be on the headlines. That's
I understand.
Not me. I don't need to make a story.
Right. Unless you go to a Pearl Jam concert and you get on stage, yeah, then you certainly want to be the story, don't you?
If it's a Pearl Jam concert and on stage with Eddie Vedder, then I'm trying to be all over the headlines. But
okay, let me rephrase the question. Let me rephrase the question, JP. How differently do you feel about the Bears' chances to beat the Eagles based on the availability of either or both of those players?
Good job, Marshall.
Ooh, I think if you have both, yes, those guys are available, I think it gives you a way better chance. The hardest part is especially with both guys, they haven't been in game situations. Yes, they've been getting back into the mix, but Marshall, it is hard, man, to play an NFL game. And you could be doing all the conditioning you want to do on the outside, but getting back to game shape is tough. The only way you do that is by playing games. So, but I definitely think just with the skill set of a guy like Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon, both guys, yes. But also as well, that hasn't really been – that's what you've kind of looked at right now since those guys have been out. I mean, Sean Wright has been phenomenal, right? I mean, You add in CJ as well. Like, these guys have played their part, and that to me is what's going to be interesting moving forward. When those guys do get healthy, how do you find ways to be able to keep the guys that are making plays on the football field? I think Wright is a lock. I mean, you're talking about you're getting interceptions. You're tied for a league lead, right, with five. That's you're a lock. You've kind of cemented yourself. But also as well, a guy like CJ, what he brings to the table and what he's brought to the table just so early on, just coming into Chicago, that's what's so valuable about having veterans that know what to do, that are looking for an opportunity and come in and start making plays. So Marshall, both those guys on the field, I think they give you a better shot because they're both really, really good football players.
Jarrett, you, sir, are the goods. Thanks for coming on with us. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Put on a little happy deodorant, maybe listen to some music, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to both you guys. Marshall, stay on the side you're on, okay? I'm just telling you.
Oh, you already know stay I'm not moving. I'm not moving at all. I understand that deodorant, one, belongs in the bathroom, and I know when and where to put deodorant on. I'm good. I'm good on that.
Hey, and also shout out to all the whole entire SCORE family, to all the listeners, too. Happy Thanksgiving to all you guys. Enjoy Thanksgiving and enjoy Friday, man, as we get a chance to see the Bears playing some meaningful football in Philly. Let's get this dub.
Cheers to that. Have a great one, Jarrett.
See you guys.
Yep. 815 deodorant stays in my bedroom because with five people in the house, I will forget and someone else goes in the bathroom. I'm all good.
Smart person.
That makes sense. I mean, yeah, like I've not had to deal with that since I was growing up, the competition for the bathroom. You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy talk. I grew up in a house of five people and
same.
I never had problems as far as just remembering to put deodorant on.
You know, and honestly, and this is another area.
It's part of the post-shower routine.
Like if you're brothers, you could share the deodorant too. Yeah.
I don't.
Gross.
If you have to. I'm not saying
no,
we all.
No, you're right. We've all had our own deodorant. I've had to borrow deodorant
before. Yeah, you borrow from your brother. Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine.
That's all right.
Better to borrow than not to put any on, Robbie.
Yeah. I mean, we had one toothbrush in the whole house for the five of
okay,
us.
Okay, that's too far. That's too far.
I've been taking Grody's t-shirts and rubbing it on my arms. Yeah.
I want to point out, I was not cringed out by that, though. I told you, we're in a post-cringe world.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love that, because usually you cover yourself up. Like, you go under the table, basically.
I have gone under the table. I've gone under the hoodie. There's a lot of things.
Join the SCORE this Friday at the Wall in Gurney Mills Mall, located at 6144 West Grand Avenue. Owen Cruz, James Big Cat Williams, and I, we'll host our pregame show there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Philadelphia the day after Thanksgiving. Catch the game on the biggest of screens while enjoying all the MVP comforts of a Marcus Theater. There will be drink specials as well. It's all happening. Come see us, man. It's all happening at the Wall in Gurney Mills Mall starting at 11 a.m. this Friday.
When we come back, I have the report.
You have the reports?
The injury report.
Oh, we have the report and we have to say goodbye, too.
Who?
It's so hard.
We said goodbye to him on Monday, didn't we?
Oh, so we're not doing another Robbie ceremony?
I'm joking. We'll
okay,
say goodbye.
Screw it.
We'll say goodbye to
It's Raheem Harrison Grody on the SCORE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
All right, Raheemy Harrison Grody, issue number one, the injury report. Marshall, would you please reveal that to us? Here is the official Wednesday Bears injury report.
So we're 2 days out. Remember, Tuesday's designations, they were through a walkthrough, so it was an estimation. In that practice, you had TJ Edwards, Ruben Hippolyte, Luke Newman, Dominique Robinson, Noah Sewell, and Tyreek Stevenson all not practicing. All those people did not practice again today, and added to the injury report is Jerron Dexter Sr.
Well, why not?
He has a hand injury, so he went from full, or I guess estimated full, to limited on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Theo Benedet, Kyler Gordon, Travis Homer, Jalen Johnson, Kyle Manungai, they all practiced in full.
Okay. I mean, so it definitely is trending possible for those two key guys, Kyler Gordon, Jalen Johnson, to play. Theo Benedet, yeah, you do want him back, so hopefully that is trending in the right direction. Designations come tomorrow, so you got to wait till tomorrow for
that. But Tyreek Stevenson not practicing a second straight day, a bit concerning with the hip injury.
Yeah, and I like, you know, Luke Newman too. We haven't talked a lot about him, but you know, he was effective in the time that he was in as well, and you like that him there is the possible jumbo package. But I guess maybe if Benedet's good to go, you're in good shape, and Trapillo can go back to doing what he had been doing, and that was to be the sixth offensive lineman. Little bit, he is eligible, that is for sure. All right, on to picks. I will go first because I've kind of hinted at it pretty clearly yesterday. We sort of gave it away, and if you were listening earlier, I did give it away. I'm picking the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game 27-24 over the Chicago Bears. I would not be shocked if the Bears were to win. I do think that Philadelphia is as gettable as they're going to be this season, which sounds weird because they are still winning, although they blew a 21-point lead last week. 27-24, I got Philadelphia winning the game.
27-23, give me the Bears. 27-23, I think this comes down to something interesting on one side of the ball or the other happening late in this game. This is going to be one of those nail biters, in my opinion.
I do hope you are right, sir. I like your pick. Gentlemen?
This is going to be a really fun game to watch because I think the whole Ben Johnson versus Vic Fangio thing is going to be awesome to watch. That is going to be interesting, but I just do not trust the Bears offense against this defense, and I've seen what this Eagles defense has done. They made my Lions look silly. They made the Packers look silly. I don't think this is going to be very pretty for the Bears. It was going to be Eagles 24, Bears 16. Sorry, Chicago.
Yeah, I long thought, even before when we did our schedule release, you know, overview, that this would be a loss for the Bears, and like everyone else, I've been pleasantly surprised at where we are with this Bears season. However, it doesn't change how I feel about this game, and I think it will be a loss. A 21-17 loss to the Eagles in Philly. We do have a guy on our production staff that is undefeated in his season picks.
What did Sean Sears say?
His name is Sean Sears. He sees this as a 27-20 win for the Bears.
Oh.
That's right.
Well, the Bears have won. Oh, God.
Believe, yeah, I like it. In the Sears.
11-0.
It's going to come down to field goals, and I think the Eagles are going to kick more field goals than they should.
That's amazing. Good for Sean, man. He's that guy. Good for you, Sears.
Putting his whole reputation on a perfect season on the line.
That is something. Good for him. We have just a little bit of time left. As people who have been listening know, we are unfortunately, sadly, losing Robbie Triano, one of our producers here that you hear every day on Raheemy Harrison Grody. He is going to New York to FS1 to work on First Things First, which just happens to be the show that our Danny Parkins also works on. It's your last day, kid. How you feeling, man?
No, it's really bittersweet because obviously what I'm going to is going to be awesome, and I'm so thankful, and this is the end of my radio career so far. Going to TV, that part is a little weird. I started in radio in 2018. Coming from SiriusXM, came here to Chicago. So that part is definitely a little strange, but like, I'm so pumped for what's about to happen. But on Monday, you guys said nice things to me. It's now my turn to say nice things to you.
Oh, wow.
I'll start with you, Marshall. Marshall, the amount of growth that you've had here in the past year or so is honestly like one of the most impressive things I've seen in radio. Like the fact you come in ready to work every single day, you're prepared, you're passionate, you have takes, you know how to deliver them, you don't back down, truly admirable. And like, I'm going to miss fighting with you all the time in the text chat and everything, because I think there's not a single person I disagree with more, but I love it so much. So thank you for everything, Marshall. I appreciate you.
I love you too, Robbie.
Love you. Mr. Grody, you are the funniest person I know. You are hilarious. You make doing this job so much more fun every single day. I think you and I have like the same sense of humor. And the fact that you were so talented enough, you can be the reporter, you can do the midnight shift, you can do anything possible to the best level. You're excellent at what you do. I'm going to miss you so damn much. You're the man. So thank you, Grody.
Thank you, Robbie. That means a lot. And you know how much we've loved working with you. I liked you since the day. I remember one time you were producing a show. Maybe I'd met you one time previously. And I said something to you to the effect of, hey, nice job in there, man. And you were like, really? Really? Seriously? Like you wanted to know more. And I think it was at that point where I was like, oh, okay, he cares about this. Like he appreciates the critique. We have one of the best crops of producers that we've had since I've been here a long time. And Robbie, you fit right in with that, and you have risen quickly to a full-time job. So you're awesome. We are going to legit miss you, but the conversation goes on. It never stops. As a matter of fact,
totally.
I'd like to make this announcement. Starting next year, we're going to replace Danny Parkins with you every Tuesday on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Oh, God. Well, you may see me on appearance sometime this season.
Did you clear that with the uppers?
I did not. That's the kind of power I'm wielding around
okay.
here.
Okay.
So congratulations, Robbie.
Thank you. And the last person, like, I love you guys so much, but I have to save the person that I'm with the most, and that is Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Ray is like literally my favorite person in the world. He is incredible at his job. He's passionate. He cares about the station and the show more than anything. And behind this glass, the amount of laughs that like you and I have is incredible. Like there's so many, like, in working in radio every day can be completely different, but I know on this side of the glass, we're going to have a good time. Ray, I'm going to miss the hell out of you. You're excellent at your job. I hope every single listener appreciates this man because he's great at what he does.
Ray is a rock. Go ahead, Ray.
Robbie's a talented dude. Love you, man. Love working with you.
And last thing, to the listener and to the city of Chicago, I love you all very much. To the mob, you guys are excellent. I'm going to be in touch. This place is amazing. I love the score. I came in as an out-of-towner, had no idea about the score, about a lot of things. I had a lot of learning to do. And leaving to, you know, for my cup of coffee in the grand scheme of the score, this was an excellent cup of coffee. I had a great time here, and I'm going to miss the city and everybody here a whole lot. So love you, Chicago. Love you, mob.
Great stuff. That is Robbie Triano in the hallway right now. I see some other friendly faces. I see Gabe Ramirez, my guy, walking around. Spiegel out there in the hallway. Spiegel and Holmes, we will transition with them next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.